Nolte, Morgan Wallen's re-education tour begins as Hunter Biden skates. By John Nolte on July 23, 2021. Country music superstar Morgan Wallen used an unapproved word 5 whole months ago. Lost everything, and has just launched a humiliating re-education tour. Hunter Biden did the exact same thing, paid no penalty. And his unearned and breathtakingly corrupt artistic career is now flourishing. As we all know, Wallen was caught, apparently by a snitch neighbor's doorbell camera, coming home drunk late one night with his white pals using not the N-word, but the other N-word, the one that ends with an A, N-E-A. Also of note is that he did not use the word to denigrate his friend or to denigrate any race or creed. He was just talking shit and used the word as slang, which was perfectly fine, if frowned upon, before the woke Nazis seized control of our major institutions. In other words, Wallen, who's only 28 years old, did exactly what Hunter Biden did, repeatedly. But because Wallen is a Southerner and Hunter is a powerful Democrat's son, Hunter paid no social price while Wallen lost his entire career. Wallen lost his management, radio, and streaming airplay, and all the award shows dropped him. And so, unlike Hunter, Wallen's now in groveling mode to prove to the woke Nazis he's been re-educated and deserves a second chance. Watch below. What's it going to take? Thus far, he's repeatedly apologized, he spent 30 days in rehab. He's donated $500,000 to approved organizations like the Black Music Action Coalition, BMAC, and this week he's kissing woke ass on Good Morning America. In an exclusive interview with Good Morning America's Michael Strahan today, a somber Wallen, in his first major interview since the February incident, expressed remorse and contrition over his use of the N-word, and said his actions that night followed several days of heavy drinking. I had some of my longtime friends in town and we had been partying that weekend and we figured we'd just go hard for the 2 or 3 days that they were there, Wallen told ABC's Strahan. Wallen told Strahan that, although the album was selling well prior to the scandal, me and my team noticed that when the incident happened there was a spike in my sales. We tried to calculate how much it actually spiked from this incident and we got to a number around $500,000 and we decided to donate that money to some organizations, MAC being one. Meanwhile, Hunter Biden is selling his lame artwork to anonymous buyers reportedly for the same $500,000 Wallen just paid out in racial extortion. To sum up, Wallen grew up during a time where NEA became an acceptable slang term. He's lost his management, his airplay, his chance at winning all kinds of awards. He's gone to rehab, tossed away $500,000, and now he's groveling on national TV. So when does the woke Gestapo say the punishment fits the crime? What's left for Wallen to do to be granted forgiveness? Well, maybe he should ask Joe Biden to adopt him. That would do it. All I can say is fuck these woke Nazis and their double standards and their fascism and sadism. These people are goddamn monsters, and I just hope I live long enough to see the truth of that recorded and to see them see that recorded.